I'm Marco Werman with The World. Before the shooting in Orlando, the big social debate here in America was about bathrooms, as in which restroom transgender people should be allowed to use. Well, that debate sounds almost silly in a country like Thailand, which has a highly visible transgender population. The World's Patrick Nguyen reports from Bangkok.
I'm on the streets of Bangkok, and I'm headed towards what must be one of the city's most unique gyms. It's called TransFit. It's exclusively for lesbians and transgender men. And I'm headed there to meet Jip, the owner, a 27-year-old trans man whose muscly, tattooed physique has made him something of an internet celebrity. That's Jip, sitting down to do some fly curls. Before his workout begins, Jip has agreed to answer a few questions about transgender life in Thailand, the country perhaps best known for its vibrant trans community. Question one is kind of personal, but relevant to U.S. politics. I ask Jip, as a trans guy, which public bathroom do you use, male or female? The answer is the guy's room, of course. Jip thinks it's a silly question. Yet it's one that is currently vexing America, where 11 states say trans students should use the restroom that corresponds with their birth certificate. President Obama has said, no, trans people should use the toilet of their choice. I explain this debate to Jip. He seems a bit baffled. I ask, this is really not an issue in Thailand, right? Jip says, no. Let me break it down. I'm a trans man, Jip says. I take hormones. I got rid of my breasts. Jip is even confident enough to pose shirtless. He's got killer pecs that are covered in a massive dragon tattoo. In fact, a Thai talk show recently invited Jip to come in and reveal his bare chest on TV. The host were very impressed.
Oh my God!
See, Jip isn't merely male. He's like alpha male, at least in the traditional sense. So Jip says, trans men who look like me, we don't belong in the women's bathroom. They'd ask, are you in the right place? But, Jip says, look, to understand this issue, you have to know about another gender-based identity in Thailand. It's called Tom, which borrows from the word tomboy. A Tom, Jip says, is a woman who dresses like a typical guy, dates women, and, in Thai, may use the he pronoun instead of she. Jip says many Toms bind their breasts with tape to appear flat-chested. But Toms aren't quite trans men. Many still hold on to what Jip calls a certain sensitivity, a sweetness, associated with femininity. So, unlike trans men, Toms usually use the women's restroom. Oh, and trans women? That's easy. They just use the ladies' room, too. Not only does it match their identity, Jip says, but compared to the guys' bathroom, the female toilets are usually cleaner. And that's it. No big deal. No big debate. Jip says the Thai trans community feels some solidarity with trans people abroad, but most can't relate to the political climate in the States. Nor do they care much about our celebrities. I asked Jip if he knows the most famous trans person in America.
Well, nai pratet America lau mi kon dang mak liek wa Caitlyn Jenner. Lujak mai ka. Caitlyn Jenner, my Lujak, my.
Yeah, he has no idea who that is. Thailand has its own trans celebrities. Social media has given rise to many Tom and trans male heartthrobs, and Jip is a self-proclaimed net idol with 40,000 followers. He's got loads of female fans. They pepper his comment section with swooning, googly-eyed emojis. But look, Thailand is not trans paradise, Jip says. He still gets some online hate, and the traditional media, they aren't quite sure what to make of him. A newspaper recently ran a photo of Jip shirtless, but blurred out his nipples as if Jip was female. He just shrugs it off.
I can accept that.
But unlike America, Jip says, even conservative Thais believe trans people do have a rightful place in society, as well as a place in the right restroom. For The World, Patrick Nguyen, Bangkok.
What a great and eye-opening story there. Patrick Nguyen joins me now from Bangkok. You know, Patrick, this story really gave me a better sense of Thailand itself. What's it like living in a place where it just seems like gender is not such a binary at all, and to report on it?
It's really interesting. You know, the whole concept of being transgender in the state seems to just be bubbling up in the last 5 years. In Thailand, this is something that people have been aware of and have a greater understanding of, and it's been that way for a really long time.
Where does that live and let live attitude come from, do you think?
Well, Buddhism is at play. I mean, I think that's a conclusion that you have to jump to.
Do Thais try to understand it, or is it, again, just this is the way we live and we don't need to understand it?
I don't think they have to try that hard. It's pretty well understood. Mm. I could find a 60-year-old woman on the streets of Bangkok who would understand what a Tom is, like I explained in the piece. In Western terminology, might be called non-binary. Some people might accidentally call them butch lesbian or even trans male, but it is none of the above. It doesn't quite click with the terminology we use in America, but for Thai people, this is very easily understood. Everyone knows a Tom, you know, when you see one.
Right, and they're not living in the shadows. I mean, there's a singer named Non Su Non Ta, other singers as well, who appear on the radio, and they've got big songs like this one we're listening to. This is about a Tom relationship, right?
Yeah, this is about a Tom relationship. There's even a whole industry around Toms, you know, selling clothing just for Toms, selling hair pomade just for Toms. Very much a part of the fabric of Thailand.
Well, Patrick Nguyen in Bangkok, thanks for explaining it to us. Really appreciate your time today.
Thanks a lot, Marco.
And we leave you today with Non Su Non Ta. The title of this song translates roughly as "Give Me the Real Thing." And for a look inside the trans gym Patrick visited in his story, head over to PRI.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH here in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
RI, Public Radio International.